You're listening to Unveiling Mormonism from PursueGod.org.
It is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. That one phrase from the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 25:23, has sparked a huge debate between biblical Christians and Latter-day Saints, because Latter-day Saints, many of them, are trying to look more and more Christian. So this is a verse that Christians, me included, have often used to say, look, you guys believe that we're not saved by grace, but you're saved by grace plus works. We're saved by grace after all we can do. And recently, LDS apologists have been saying, whoa, wait a second. You're misinterpreting after all we can do, because it really means in spite of all we can do. In this episode, I'm going to answer, is that really what that verse has historically meant in Mormonism? Let's break it down. Now, some LDS apologists are appealing to Webster's dictionary from 1828, which is the dictionary that would have been in play when Joseph Smith was writing the Book of Mormon. And what they say is, if you look at the vernacular all the way back in the early 1800s, you'll see that after all we can do doesn't mean for them what it means for us today. So they say that after in 1828 really meant in spite of. But here's a problem. Webster's dictionary from 1828 tells us this: after a preposition means in consequence of, as after all our trouble, we were disappointed, or it means subsequent to in time, later than. In other words, according to Webster's dictionary from 1828, it means just what we think it means. Like, we're saved by grace after we work as hard as we possibly can. So friends, this isn't grace despite effort. It's grace after effort. But put the dictionary aside, because to me, that's not even the main part of the argument. The main part of the argument, what I would say to those of you who maybe are genuinely wrestling with this, all you have to do is look and see what LDS leaders have always taught about this verse. The modern spin that some Mormons, not all of them, but some Mormons are putting on this verse just simply doesn't align with how LDS prophets and apostles have interpreted this verse for decades. Let's hear it from the top. Spencer W. Kimball, the 12th president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he said, "The gracious gift of salvation is offered on condition of obedience." Or what about the next president, Ezra Taft Benson? He said, "After all we can do includes living his commandments, loving our fellow men, feeding the hungry, leading pure lives, being honest." Friends, this is not a soft view of grace. It's checklist theology. The 12th president, the 13th president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are telling us how we should be looking at this verse from the Book of Mormon. And it is exactly what it sounds like. We are saved by grace after all we can do. You have to do as much as you can, bring it to the table, and then the grace of God kicks in after that. That's what Mormonism teaches. And the LDS Church's own manual is called True to the Faith, says it like this. The phrase, after all we can do, teaches that effort is required on our part to receive the fullness of the Lord's grace. So, from prophets to manuals, the consistent LDS teaching is this. Grace is conditional. Effort comes first. Grace follows if you're worthy. And by the way, the requirements for that grace just keep piling up. If you're LDS, you would understand this list. You need to be baptized by an LDS authority. You need the laying on of hands. You need temple ordinances. You need celestial marriage, obedience to dietary laws, full tithing, sustaining the prophet, enduring to the end. These are all things, these are all requirements if you're talking about what it means that we're saved by grace after all we can do. So this is proving over and over and over again that salvation by effort is what the Mormon church teaches. Salvation according to Mormonism, according to the Book of Mormon, according to the manuals, according to the prophets, according to all the presidents, salvation in Mormonism is not a free gift. Grace in Mormonism means something different than grace in biblical Christianity. Because here's what the Bible says, Ephesians 2:8-9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not a result of works. Grace in the Bible is upfront and unearned. You don't work for it, you receive it by faith. Good works follow, but they don't qualify you for salvation. The Bible's gospel is simple and powerful. Grace saves you, not after all you can do, but because Jesus did it all. Let us know your thoughts below. Let me know if you think I got something wrong. I'd love to hear about it. And don't forget to subscribe for more content comparing biblical Christianity and Mormonism.